everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy that airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And if you were with us last week, you heard the first half of our overview of the way the subject of religion has been treated by comedians over the years, and now it's time for part two of that same show. And once again, as I said last week, I hope no one is offended by anything that we'll play today, and as I say, just bear in mind that this is just a look at the way one of the most popular subjects ever taken up in comedy has been taken up by comedians over the years. And some of the material that you'll hear tonight is fairly outrageous and maybe even blasphemous, but it's all in fun, and I hope no one is offended. If you think you may be likely to be offended by such material, you might want to tune out for the next half hour. But it really is all in fun. And we'll hear from Lenny Bruce and Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner. And it all depends on how much there's time for. So let's start with arguably Lenny Bruce's greatest routine, a piece called Religions Incorporated. And something that's fun to listen for in this is the fact that Lenny Bruce was a compulsive editor, and he used to record 10, 12, 15, 20 different versions of the same routine and then piece together various segments of it into one contiguous routine. And in this routine especially, the edits are especially obvious, and I guess he just didn't mind that we could hear where he had been with the razor blade, and it's just fun to hear the routine. At any rate, here's Lenny Bruce with Religions Incorporated.
I take you now to the headquarters of Religions Incorporated. And seated around the desk on Madison Avenue sit the religious leaders of our country. Religion, big business. We hear H.A. addressing the tight little group on Madison Avenue.
Ladies and gentlemen, nice to see so many boys here tonight. I see religious leaders I haven't seen in many years. I just was talking to Billy this afternoon. I said, Billy, we've come a long way, sweetie. A long way. Who'd have thought back in 31 we were hustling baby pictures in? And shingles and siding were swinging. Yeah, we didn't know what the hell to do. We were going to maybe... The CC camps are starting to move. And I didn't know myself, you know. And just like that, we came on. You know, the Gideon, pop, and there we were. The graph here tells a story. That's about it. For the first time in 12 years, Catholicism is up 9 points. Judaism is up 15. The big P, the Pentecostal, is starting to move, find me. And now, gentlemen, we've got Mr. Necktie from our religious novelty house in Chicago, who's got a beautiful cellar. The genuine Jewish star, Lucky Cross, and cigarette lighter combined. Then we got the Kiss Me in the Dark, Mazizu. And the Walk Me, Talk Me, Wet Me Camel. And his wonderful little cocktail napkins with some hell of a things there. Another martini for Mother Gabrini. And some pretty far out things, may I say. Now, we like to, as you know, there's a lot of religious leaders that we've seen here, boys we don't know. This is the first time we've really united like this. There's about 6,000 boys out here from all over the country. And little favors, you know, the commissioner promised there'd be no individual hustling, you know. I mean, let's make the scene together, because, like, if we burn ourselves, where are we going to end up, you dig? Okay. Now, I want to introduce... Oh, we got Mr. Acton here, a great man, our Seventh-day Adventist, who on a leading tour of the leper colonies took some beautiful color slides. Here is the greatest holy roller in America today. A great man and a great holy roller, Arl.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, boy. Here, have a snake. Gentlemen. Tonight is thrill night. Does thrill night seem to jaw you? Gentlemen, why is it thrill night? Is it thrill night for the teenagers, the Elvis Presleys? No, gentlemen, it's thrill night for me, because tonight, for the first time in 7 years, I'm talking to men of the industry. For the first time in 7 years, gentlemen, I'm not going to look into one honest, sweaty, Lockheed face. Not one thick redneck! Gentlemen, tonight I stood for the last time in Oakland. I looked for the last time at 1,900 square feet of canvas. I felt the heat of the gas burn on my neck. I looked down at the sawdust. I looked at these people. And I said, Arnold, tonight, you're going to be talking to the men. And I said, what would I talk about? And it came to me like that gentleman, the heavenly land, and where it is. Well, gentlemen. Gentlemen. Tonight. Where is the heavenly land? Well, I'll tell you one thing, my friends. The heavenly land is not in the cheap neighborhood bar. The heavenly land is not in the burlesque house. The heavenly land is not in Dreamland. The heavenly land is not on Wall Street. Well, you might say to me, all right, you said it's not on Wall Street. You tell us it's not in the cheap neighborhood bar. Gentlemen, did you wonder if tonight I knew where the heavenly land is? I do, my friends. The heavenly land is in one place and one place only. And do you know where that is? Chevy's Ravine! And them sons of bitches are trying to take it away from us! With that million-dollar land grab and the city planning farmers! Gentlemen, I know what some of you are thinking out there. I know what's going on, gentlemen. Some of you gentlemen who have never seen me before, you're saying, look at that man up there, this modern-day prophet there. Look at him ranting and raving. Look at him, he's so smart. He told us where the heavenly land is. Now does he know what to do with it when he gets it? Well, maybe, gentlemen, that's not. Maybe I'm dumb. That's it. There's old dumbbell up there. Ha, ha, ha! There's the dummy. Would you all have a laugh? That's right, laugh at him. Ho, 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 ho! There's the dummy. I'm dumb. Ha, 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 ha! Yes, I'm dumb. I got two Lincoln Continentals. That's a goddamn dumb I am. I'm dumb in hell. I don't know how much a whole lot of nines are. Now, maybe that's it, gentlemen. Maybe I don't know everything in the world. Maybe I'm stupid, but if I don't, I got some men on my staff who do. Tell us now what to do with the heavenly land when we get it round our wires.
Well, thank you very much. I think we should subdivide.
That's pretty kooky, bro. That's pretty far out. Now, gentlemen, what's that? What is it?
Your long-distance call just came in, sir. I'll take it in there. I'll talk to you boys later.
Yes, operator. This is 610. Yes, I'll take the charges. Yes. Hello, Johnny. What's shaking, baby? Boy, it's really been an election month, hasn't it, sweetie? Well, listen, I hate to... Yeah, the puff of white smoke knocked me out. We got an 8-page layout with Viceroy. The new Pope is a thinking man. Yeah. Well, if you wanted to go for the tattoo, but I figured the hell with it. It would have been too far out. I thought so. Yeah.
Listen, ain't to bug you, but they're bugging us again with that dumb integration. Now, I don't know why the hell I want to go to school either. Yeah, that school bus scene. Well, we had to give them the bus, but there's two toilets on each bus. But they're bugging us. They say, get the religious leaders. Make them talk about it. I know it, but they're getting hip. Yes. They say, no, they don't want no more quotations from the Bible. They want us to come out and say things. They want us to say, let them go to school with them. No, I did walking across the water and snake into the cane. They don't want to hear that jazz anymore. And that stop war jazz every time the bombs scare. Yeah, they keep saying, thou shalt not kill means that, not a man's section A. Yes. They don't want the bomb. Sure, they're commies. No, I ain't getting snotty, but we got to do something. Yeah. I got two... Yeah, we got some people on our side. We got Scatman Crothers and Stephen Fisher. Don't do no good. No, but yes, that's why I called you. What are we going to do? Sure, that's easy for you to say. You're over there. Yeah. I know. And thanks for the pepperoni. Yeah. Hey, Billy, you want to say something to him? Billy wants to know if you're going to deal with them Dago sports cars. A Ferrer Moo or some dumb thing. Yeah. When you come to the coast? The valley is hot, but we'll fix it. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I get you the Sullivan Show the 19th. Yeah, send me some 8x10 glasses. Yeah. Just, it's a good television show. Just way, that's all. Wear the big ring. Yeah. The ratings, we can fix that. Ha, but that thumb ago. I'm sorry, okay. All right, I'm cool.
Yeah, Philly Joe says hello.
Yeah. Oh, did you dig Spellman on Stars of Jazz? Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, sweetie. Yeah. You cooler too. No, nobody knows you're Jewish. After the lightning.
Now, sir, did you ever have any formal job as we know it today?
Yeah, well, I was a manufacturer. I was an owner.
What kind of a factory did you have?
I had I used to make the Star of David, the Jewish stars. I was one of the first makers
of that.
Oh,
yes, the little thing you wear.
As soon as religion came in, I was one of the first in that. I figured this is a good thing.
Yes, and how did you make them? Did you have tools?
Well, we didn't have lathes. I employed 6 men. See, each with a point. And they used to run together in the middle of the factory. And in their great speeds, they would fuse their thing. And it would
thus
make,
making a star.
Yes, we would make 2 a day because of the many accidents. You have 6 men running at high speed with points. You know, plenty of accidents.
You never thought of going into anything else?
No, I had an offer once.
What was
it? A fella came to me, Simon.
What did Simon ask you to do?
He said, if you have a new thing, a new item, a winner, it looks like a winning item that is going to be a big seller, it's called a cross. And I looked at it and I turned it over and I looked in all sides of it and I said, it's simple. It's too simple. I didn't know then it was eloquent. I didn't know it would be such a hit.
You turned him down.
And I said, I'm sorry, but I'm too busy. See, I could have fired 4 men. 2 men run together, bang, you got a cross. See, I could have saved. I would have had over $100 today if I went in with crosses. Because they're in everywhere today.
Michelangelo, see the Pope. Michelangelo, Buonarroti, see the Pope. Evening, Your Grace. Evening, Michelangelo. I want to have a word with you about this Last Supper of yours.
Oh, yes?
I'm not happy with it.
Oh, dear. It took hours.
Not happy at all.
Do the jellies worry you?
No.
No, they add a bit of colour, don't they? Oh, I know, you don't like the kangaroo.
What kangaroo?
I'll alter it, no sweat.
I never saw a kangaroo.
Well, it's right at the back, but I'll plunge it out, no problem. I'll make him into a disciple.
Ah.
All right now?
That's the problem.
What is it?
The disciples.
Are they too Jewish? I made Judas the most Jewish.
No, no, it's just that there are 28 of them.
Well, another one would hardly notice me. So I'll make the kangaroo into a disciple. All right. We'll lose the kangaroo altogether. I don't mind. I was never completely happy with it.
That's not the point. There are 28 disciples.
Too many?
Well, of course it's too many!
Well, in a way, but I wanted to give the impression of a huge get-together, you know, a real Last Supper, not just any old supper, but a proper final treat. A real mother of a blowout.
There were only 12 disciples at the Last Supper.
Well, supposing some of the others happened to drop by.
There were only 12 disciples altogether!
Well, maybe they'd invited some friends!
There were the 12 disciples and our Lord at the Last Supper. The Bible clearly says so.
No friends?
No friends.
Waiters?
No.
Cabaret?
No.
Well, you see, I like them. They fill out the canvas. I mean, I suppose we could lose 3 or 4 of them. You know, make 1 or 2 of them.
There were only 12 disciples.
I've got it. We'll call it the penultimate supper.
What?
There must have been one. I mean, if there was a last one, there must have been one before that, right?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
So this is the penultimate supper. The Bible doesn't say how many people were there, does it?
No.
No, but there you are.
Look, the Last Supper is a significant event in the life of our Lord. The penultimate supper was not, even if they had a conjurer and a steel bat. Now, I commissioned a Last Supper from you, and a Last Supper I want.
Yeah, but look...
With 12 disciples and 1 Christ.
One?
Yes, a one. Now, will you please tell me what in God's name possessed you to paint this with 3 Christs in it?
It works, mate!
It does not work!
It does! It looks great! The fat one balances the 2 skinny ones!
There was only 1 saviour!
Well, I know that. Everyone knows that. But what about a bit of artistic license?
1 redeemer!
I'll tell you what you want, mate! You want a bloody photographer! Not a creative artist with some imagination!
I'll tell you what I want! I want a Last Supper with 1 Christ! 12 disciples, no kangaroos by Thursday lunch, or you don't get paid.
Bloody fascists!
Look, I'm the bloody Pope. I may not know much about art, but I know what I like.
When I first went on television, the first time I did this biblical material, it was amazing the response that we got. I guess we were in an area that people weren't used to. And I did Moses for the first time on The Tonight Show, and I got thousands of letters. I got letters immediately from Baptists. And their attitude was kind of,
no good what you're doing, Mr. Steinberg. You're putting down the Jewish people, and that's what we do.
The second most letters came from Reform rabbis who want to know just exactly who Moses was. And the third from the Jehovah's Witnesses, and they just write in to have someone to talk to. Would the congregation please be seated for this evening's sermon? Tonight's sermon deals with the exciting personalities of Jezebel, Lot,
Joshua,
and Moses, all of whom had a wonderful rapport with God, whom I'm sure you'll all remember from last week's sermon. Jezebel lived in the time of Elisha the prophet, was immortalized in later years by Frankie Lane. And Jezebel, the Bible tells us, lusted after everything that passed by her doorstep. And God devised a punishment. He said, Jezebel, every time you lust, I shall put a fly in your ear. A buzz-buzz fly. And every time you lust, that fly will buzz around as a reminder of your carnal sins. So God gave Jezebel this anthropomorphic zap. He took the fly went from her ear into her head. And there the fly stayed, and Jezebel continued to lust. And each time that she did, the fly buzzed around. But Jezebel liked it. Lot lived in Sodom and Gomorrah, the twin cities they were called.
And every form of evil imaginable took place there. And God looked down, saw that things were bad. Every time God looks down, things are bad. Maybe if he wouldn't look down so much, things would pick up. God said, Lot, leave Sodom and Gomorrah, for their evil has come up before me, and I'm going to destroy these towns in fire and brimstone. But whatever you do, Lot, don't look back. Lot is walking on the outskirts of town. Lot's wife turns to him and says, Lot. What's the matter with you? You should have stayed there. That was fun. Lot continues to walk. She says, Lot. Gotta be aggressive with God. You can't always be passive. Lot continues to walk. She says, Lot. Lot says, Dear, God told me to tell you to look back. Moses, when Moses was a little child, he cast off a cherubic light from his face. So his father turned to his mother and said, Let's take this little child and thrust him into the Nile so that we might have normal lighting in here again. Moses is raised in the palace of the Pharaoh. When he's 30 years old, he goes wandering in the desert, chasing after a sheep. Moses was a prophet, not a pervert. In the distance, he saw a bush that was burning, yet it would not consume itself. A voice came out. Moses. Moses, with the astute bearing of a prophet-to-be, runs to the sheep and looks in its mouth. God says, Moses, take off your shoes from off of your feet. God says in his redundant way. For the land that you are standing upon is holy land. Moses takes his shoes off of his feet, approaches the burning bush, and burns his feet. God goes, aha, third one today. Moses swore. We're not sure what he said. There are many Old Testament scholars who to this day believe it was the first mention of Christ in the Bible. Moses, go unto the Pharaoh and tell him to let your people go. Moses says, Who shall I say sent me? God says, Whom? Whom? God says, I am that I am. Moses says, Thanks for clearing that up. Moses goes unto the Pharaoh, his staff in one hand, his little brother Aaron in the other. Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh says, Who sent you? Moses says, You're not going to believe this. And the Pharaoh didn't believe him. And so God destroyed all of the land with that mystical sense of humor that is only his. Thank you very much. You've really been delightful. Thank you.
There's a fellow by the name of Noah, built an ark. Everybody knows he built an ark. He said, what did Noah do? He said, well, he built an ark. But very few people know about the conversation that went on between the Lord and Noah. You see, Noah was in his rec room sawing away. He was making a few things for the home there. He's a good carpenter. Vuba, 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 vuba. Noah. Somebody call? Vuba, vuba, vuba. Noah. Who is that? It's the Lord, Noah. Right. Where are you? What do you want? I've been good. I want you to build an ark. Right. What's an ark? Get some wood, build it 300 cubits by 80 cubits by 40 cubits. Right. What's a cubit? Let's see, a cubit. I used to know what a cubit was. Well, don't worry about that, Noah. When you get that done, go out into the world, collect all of the animals in the world by twos, male and female, and put them into the ark. Right. Who is this really? What's going on? How come you want me to do all these weird things? I'm going to destroy the world. Right. Am I on candid camera? How you gonna do it? Gonna make it rain for 1,000 days and drown them right out. Right. Listen, do this, you'll save water. Let it rain for 40 days and 40 nights and wait for the sewers to back up. Right.
Well, I'm sorry there's not time for all of that. That's Bill Cosby with his Noah routine. And let's see, before that we heard David Steinberg and his biblical material. And before that, the Last Supper with John Cleese and Jonathan Lynn. Jonathan Lynn, by the way, is noteworthy as one of the, if I'm correct about, I may be wrong about this, but he's one of the creators of a program entitled Yes Minister, which is going to be appearing on Channel 28 fairly soon and should not be missed. It's truly superior and very cynical comedy. It's wonderful. And before that, we heard from Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner. And then we started off with Lenny Bruce and Religions Incorporated. And once again, I'd like to remind you all that there was no intent to offend or upset anyone with any of this. It's just an overview of the way comedy was handled by comedians over the years, and it's all in fun, and it's all over. So that's going to do it. Next week is our back-to-school special for those of you who are either looking forward to or dreading going back to school this week. And until then, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.